So let's talk about smarter cities as IBM see it. There will be many things actually you already heard. So I'm glad to hear that there are so many references all around and this conference as well. So smart city version of or vision of IBM or version. First of all, a picture. This is a satellite photo of Europe from the sky, from the space. And this one, guess what? This is actually a photo of a nerve system. So this is the human brain. And you can see that the things are, at least in my view, quite similar. So actually what we are doing is more or less, building a nerve system for planet Earth. Some of the issues you might know that we have to face all around Europe and the world. Inefficiency in energy usage, traffic congestion, or actually the issue that we cannot give everybody the medical service level we would like to give. So all these issues are crying for solutions, and there are some things we can do with the latest technology. Some examples, for instance, you can use smart ways of distributing electricity, so I'm talking about smart grid systems, for instance. This is a reference where research was made to prove that actually with different ways of pricing electricity, you can influence the way people are using electricity, and you can reduce the electricity usage in peak hours. Another example, actually, it's not London, but London is a big example we always use, indeed, around traffic congestion charging. So that's Stockholm, but actually we use London as a reference as well, as was rightly said, so maybe I shouldn't use it in the UK, but we use Stockholm here. And the other example is actually around the hospitals. So this is also a big reference where huge money was saved with smart systems in a hospital. And you can say more. This is just a reference to a study. Actually, I made this study in Hungary as well, and very much the same answers came. This reference is around public servants. So this is a specific public sector chart. But actually, I talked to a guy who is the CEO of one of the telecoms company in Hungary. And I just went back to him, showing him the results of the study, and he said a year ago that unexpected things would happen. And I asked him that, what did you think about unexpected things? That of course we don't know what the unexpected thing, but actually he was charged by a so-called crisis tax, which took away all his profit. So he said that yes, indeed, unexpected thing happened. So we don't know what the unexpected thing, what would happen, but we know that there is a high chance that that it will come. So we need ways to cope with that. Okay, this is a chart around the Internet of Things. So why do we believe that IT technology can help solving those issues we just mentioned? We believe that because IT technology is developing rapidly, and not developing, as every other technology is developing, but really extremely fast way. Most probably everybody knows, the law of Moore, which say that every 2 years, actually, the number of transistors in a given space is doubled. So you can see very well, the number of intelligent units or computers sold in the last years. Then you can see that there is an exponential increase of the number of units. And today we are somewhere here where we are talking about the Internet of Things, where they are billions of units of computers all around us. If air travel developed the same way as computing developed, this is an example many people uses. Actually, if you have a baseline of 1970, today we would fly over the ocean within 1 second, and the price would be less than 1 cent. So this is the speed of development IT made compared to the 70s. So this is really a huge speed of development. And again, possibly you heard this today, So this is the way we believe smart is created. So what is the definition of smart in IBM? It means that things are interconnected, actually instrumented. I made a mistake here, so this wants to be instrumented. Things are interconnected, and we have now a way to make intelligent analysis. So this is smart, and I will explain what do we mean by that. So first of all, let's use smarter cities as an example. So a smart city, we believe, can make decisions, can make predictions of the things, and can then do actions based on this knowledge. You can talk about traffic, for instance, so you can sense the traffic flows, you can forecast the traffic, and you can make actions to influence the traffic flows, as an example. A little bit more examples. So again, when we talk about instrumented, some examples what I'm talking about. So there's 30 billion of RFID tags, you heard about that, all around the world. There is 1 billion camera in the hand of people that can, you know, make and document things happening all around. And 85% of the new cars will have even data recorders in it. There's a huge level of instrumented solutions already around us. The second thing is interconnected. 2 billion people are using the internet today. There is 4 billion mobile phones subscribed all over the world, and 1 trillion, which I don't even know, you know, what this number is. Intelligent tool is creating the thing we call the things of Internet of Things. And finally, this is the part which I think the most interesting, you have tremendous computing power to process this information and to use this information. Again, you know, there's a huge level of data created every day. So actually every day, there's twice the volume of data that is stored in the US libraries than created all over the world. I don't know if anybody heard about a machine called Watson, an IBM machine, which actually won a popular quiz game in the US. So this machine is exactly created to process data which is coming from unstructured sources. So most of the data which you can get is unstructured. So this is emails, this is reports. So this is not a database that you can easily analyze, but this is unstructured data. So this is a big challenge to create structured information out of this unstructured data. The second is the speed of computing power. 1 petaflop is something where commercial available computers can and calculate. Another example, which actually an example of Hungary as well, that you can make a weather prediction for an hour, which is 1 square kilometer. Recently, the Hungarian Institute of Meteorology just bought an IBM machine exactly to increase the level of granularity of the weather forecasts. Now, if you have all these things, then actually cities can not only connect these intelligent devices, but actually can create a system out of that. And now I talk about, you know, what is our vision, or how do we see a smart city. So we believe that a city is a system of systems, and you have different areas like government administration, transportation, and so on, where the city has to serve its citizens and the businesses who are placed there. And obviously you have challenges and you have opportunities in a city. Actually, demographic challenge I took this chart from another presentation when they called increasing population that was written there, because actually in a big part of the world when smart city concept is used, the big problem is that the population is increasing in a high level of speed, for instance in Asia or in Africa. But in Hungary, the opposite is the problem, that actually the population is decreasing, and this is even possibly a bigger problem. So, you know, it's no good. If it is increasing, it's a problem. If it is declining, it's a problem as well. Now, what do we do with that? Let me just share you again, a way we do that. So when we talk to a city, we offer a way to analyzing. We call it a smart city assessment, which is basically a series of workshops, and this is a study what we place over to city management. And what we do there is we make an analysis of these systems, and we do a benchmark compared to the best practices of these systems. So first of all, we talk to the city management and ask that, what is your vision? What do you think is the mission or the vision of your city? So this is different city by city. One city wants to be an eco city, you know, they want to be green, they want to be sustainable. Another city wants to be a commercial center. A third one wants to be a production center. Depending on these visions, it might be different, you know, how do you, what do you suggest for city management? The second layer is actually what the citizens and the enterprises feel from the city. So what are the services they can get from the city, and what is the quality, the level of these services? And the last layer, the basic layer of that, is infrastructure. That this infrastructure is creating the fundamentals of all the things above. And what we do there is we use data, of course. We try to work based on facts. And we have a very sophisticated a scorecard with more than 400 figures. Then we analyze in a structured way the city. Basically, we create a matrix. So you have these systems. And for each system, we analyze data in the following structure, that we analyze if enough resource is spent on the given area. So if there's no money spent on public transportation, most probably you will not get any outcome. The second thing we analyze is if there is a structured way, if there is a strategy to deal with that system. Again, you know, if you spend the money but there is no direction, again, it won't work. Then the third thing we analyze is do you have a strategy for that? This is the second one. So do you have a strategy for that area? The third thing is, do you use smart systems? So again, you know, for instance, we heard today around intelligent transportation solutions. So if you want to have world-class outcome, then you need to use the latest technology. So if you don't have, for instance, an intelligent traffic management system, most probably the outcome will be less beneficial. And the last thing we analyze is the outcome. So they are measures that are showing, you know, if really the results are better or worse than the best cities. So if you have everything, but in the end of the day, let's talk about water management for a second. So if you are, you know, not having the same level of water usage as the best practice, that's something you are doing wrong. So that's the way we do that. And then you have a roadmap or a gap analysis, that what are the areas we suggest for a city to improve, and what smart systems we suggest for the city to use. Now, there are some examples here. There are many, many examples. I selected some. One example is Corpus Christi. This is a city in the US with approximately 200,000 inhabitants. And they have a system which is very similar to the one we will implement soon in one of the cities in Hungary as well. This is basically a management system which is based on many, many solutions, but there is a software called IBM Maximo, which is an asset management and order management system, where you have all the assets of the city stored in the system, and the citizens can make calls. So for instance, you have a hole or you have a dead cat on the road and somebody has to take it away. And the system is scheduling the tasks for the city maintenance stuff. And it does it in a measurable and sustainable way. And you can save, so first of all, you can increase the level of satisfaction of the citizens with that, because you can define service level agreements, you can define response times, and you can follow, you know, how things are going. So if you make a call to the call center of the city, people will, you know, immediately direct you to the right place, and you will get a feedback if the thing, you know, you asked for has happened. But also city can save a lot of money with that, because you can reduce the maintenance cost with a system like that with a significant way. Another example is elderly care system. So again, you know, you can harmonize the social benefits in a way that that is more efficient. And also, and this is also a topic in Hungary, you might detect fraud as well, because you know all around the social transfers and benefits there is a big level of fraud that you can also detect. So you can improve the level of quality again, but the other thing is that you can save money. This is one of my favorites, so City of Venice is possibly the most attractive touristic location in the world, and they have a tourist guide, which is based on an IBM solution. It's called Tag My Lagoon. Might be anyway another maybe a near-field communication solution for that, but currently it's working with a code like that, which you can photo. The system not only gives direction information for the tourists, but also can predict, for instance, flow of the tourists and can give you an information or suggestion, you know, which place not to go this time because there is too many people there, but go to another place where you might see something. Another interesting thing is actual crime prediction. There is an example here, but the most famous possibly is the New York City Police, where they made tremendous results. You might see in the YouTube actually some videos around it with crime prediction. So what happened there is basically there was crime databases and different other databases available already in an electronic format. But the project basically connected this data, put a GIS system to a geographic information system, and gave predictions where crime likely to happen, what are the patterns you have to be careful with. And you can see the results here, and also in New York, there are similar results. Land Transportation Authority, this is Singapore. This is a place where today there is a traffic forecast available. So in a 60 minutes window, actually you can forecast the traffic. And also they have a unified system for electronic ticketing, and you can pay the parking, the taxi, public transportation, the same ticket. Madrid, actually one of our speakers possibly can talk more about that. This is a agility center. So basically, when you have a fire or any other accident, there's a center that senses the information from different sources and can direct the actions. Again, this is something where we are planning to do a similar thing in Hungary, where it will be a pilot only, but make a system where also using a map, you can place information into the map, the different layers of the map of, for instance, what flammable materials are stored on certain areas, and then firemen are alerted, they can go there, and actually they can get in their handheld devices all the information that the local government has around that specific building where they go to, so they will know, for instance, if there is some explosive or flammable device stored there. Now, I think we are quite behind the schedule in Hungary, but there are certain things we already started. So IBM has started to make a smart city assessment for certain cities. These assessments actually are done and we will publish them very soon. We also made a study together with the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, which will be published in June, where we make an assessment of 8 Hungarian cities, and we put also into this study some case studies and best practices, what do we suggest for Hungary. The other thing is that we will start soon in one of the cities an incident management and facility and asset management application, very similar to one which is in Corpus Christi, but actually it will have additional functionalities, and we will have sensors there, and there will be a call center where citizens can place requests via smartphones, via internet, and the traditional telephone line as well. And there is also another development program which is around e-government solutions and the workflows for local municipalities. And also after these assessments, we are doing currently project definitions for the cities where we made assessments. Let's see how it works, and especially let's see if somebody is ready to pay for that. I think this is the biggest question as we heard in this conference. Again, just some things that, you know, again, Hungary is, I would say, not the front line of small city development. However, we try to, you know, get the public aware of these things. So we made a big conference last year. We also, you know, raised many articles to the media, and we made a series of lectures and presentations around smart cities. So there was about 20 different presentations, and we put them to the internet so people can access that and can learn that. Also, we made a video contest on Facebook, and actually people made better presentations than I ever made around smart cities. So more or less, this is it. Thank you very much for your attention, and this is the end of this session. Thank you.